on sports.
The best intro riff there is right here.
Right.
Not the greatest song in the world, but man, I love the intro.
And let's see, I've been doing this for over a year. So that's Rolling Stones?
Might be. Might be. Welcome to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. My partner Scott sitting across from me. How you doing, buddy?
I am good. Steen, how are you?
Good. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champaign AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans, bringing you your sports your way every day. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS. You don't know how many people ask me if I have that written down somewhere, and I'm like, if I write it down, I can't remember it. But I agree. It's just in there.
The only thing I have in front of me is something that says 1700 the champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Yeah, you got to say that.
Yes.
Every once in a while. Yes. You just need to blurt it out every, just 6 minutes.
Almost Tourette-like. Yes. Okay, great. Game on. Let's
perfect.
Do it.
Facebook's at 1700 the champ. The website's 1700thechamp.com. Couple of announcements. Nana home better.
Good.
And on the big climb up.
The mend, yes.
On the mend. And so shout out to Nana. Love you, Nana. Uncle A, I think, is Nana sitting right now to make sure everything's kosher and good. So,
good
Uncle
go.
Aaron, how are you?
Uncle Aaron,
and DJ's
good job.
And DJ's been hanging out downstairs for like a week now. I don't think he realizes there's an upstairs anymore. So that'll be interesting. But it's good to have Nana on the mend and getting better. On the radio station live this week, Northern Iowa at Drake at 7:30. If you are planning to go to the game, I don't think there's very many tickets left. That would be a fun game to go to. Going to Drake games, we try to get to Drake games. And here's the difficulty of getting there. When you get up and you go to work at 6 o'clock and you don't get home until 6 o'clock, it doesn't leave you a lot of time to get things done.
No.
And going and having 3 or 4 beers at a Drake game and watching a great basketball game makes 6 o'clock next morning
the nice
that you're leaving
is,
to drive to work.
It's not that they just, you can run over and grab a Coors Light. It's the craft beers.
Yes,
that get you.
It does. They do get you. I can't remember what we're. I'm going to look. We're going somewhere tonight. We're going at 7:30 to the Temple of Performing Arts Theater on Locust. So we're going to go have sushi before we go.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited about going and having sushi.
And this is so not to confuse people listening. This is you and your wife.
My wife.
Not as you gaze at me. Yeah. It's not me.
Scott's not going to the Forbidden Broadway show with me at 7:30.
No. I'm
going to
go sit in the back of G-Migs and heckle the... The Hawkeye Huddle guy's probably not. Who knows?
There you go. That sounds like a lot of fun as well. To get to the Northern Iowa Drake game, number one, it's going to be a great game. Number two, it's really cool the way they remodeled and did stuff, and I think Drake's going to continue to do that. And it's always fun to get to go see a game there. Thursday is Oregon, Arizona, 9:15 pregame. That kind of kicks me out because I'm ready to go to bed by 9:15 anymore. I'm getting old.
Well, trust me. I'm last night's game, which I'm sure we'll get into. 8 o'clock game. Tonight's game for Iowa.
Eight o'clock
game.
Yeah, but, I don't like 8 o'clock game. The 8 o'clock games. Saturday is Northern Iowa Bradley, and then Sunday is the NFL Pro Bowl game.
Is anybody
watching the touch flag football?
Well, it's the Mannings.
Yeah.
Peyton, AFC. They will make it a show to watch.
Are we going to go dodgeball and catch water balloons?
They do skills competition. Yeah. Look, our childhood, we watched, the Battle of the Network Stars for Pete's sakes.
Oh, yeah.
And it was big ratings. So, I mean, watching these guys do what they do.
It's not a big deal. I get you. And then next Monday night, huge game, Texas at Kansas. So let's start with that. The Big 12, there are no easy games. There are no easy teams, and there are no easy places to go play. Now, that being said...
Are you saying that to make yourself feel better?
Probably. I am.
Because the league-leading team played the team in last place, had a 23-point lead, and blew it.
I totally get that. And unexcusable.
You've always got an insight. Where does your finger point? And I'm not saying it's a blame that you have to go, it was this. Was it the immaturity of one player? No. Was it coaching?
I don't think it was any of that. I think it's we had a K-State game, and then we had a Kansas game, and then we had a Missouri game, and you had all these games, and you're like, how can you keep getting up for these games? And you play well. And I'm going to say this. They played well up to a certain – tell me their four games before this one.
All right. Let's see. January 28th, Missouri. It was at Missouri. Right. Lost 78-61.
Tough game.
That's an athletic January team. 24th, it was Kansas State, who was – I mean, that was a big game. But we won 80 – excuse me. They won 80-76.
Yeah, right. So very tough game. Very physical game.
At Oklahoma State. That was the Oklahoma State 161-59.
Yep.
So
another very physical.
And then
team.
The one and before that
was Kansas.
No. Well, it was Texas at Iowa State 178-67.
Right.
And then Kansas before that won
so
by two.
That's a gauntlet. And then you have to go to Texas Tech, who there is nobody out there that believes that Texas Tech should be 0-11. I mean, there's talent on that team, and that was the coach of the year in the Big 12 last year.
Good Lord, he had what, three of his major players injured and not there, and it just I mean, to get into it, dude, look at this is what I pulled and I got to game stats,
and then I'm gonna let you do that, and then I'm gonna go down the rabbit hole, and then we'll come back out, and then we'll see where we're at.
All right, so game stats last night. Obviously, score 77-80 with an overtime. Talk right now about the three-pointer attempts at the end that just looked helpless chucks in the world. But anyway, so rebounds, Iowa State 36, 35 for Texas Tech.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a win.
Assist, 11 for Iowa State, 12 for Texas Tech. Okay,
that's a push. Bad.
Steals, Iowa State had 6. Texas Tech had 9, though.
Yeah, that was one of the issues that we had. And okay.
But not that big of a teeter totter.
No, let me write that one down.
Oh no, you can see.
No, I'm gonna write it down.
Next one's blocks. Yeah. Blocks. Texas Tech 0. Iowa State 6.
Yeah, Iowa State. Yeah.
Okay.
Another.
Okay. Oh, let's go to this one. This is as we turn the page here. Turnovers. Texas Tech 8.
Yep.
Iowa State 17.
Yep.
Okay, there's a little bit of a red flag, right? In that game. Field goal percentage. Iowa State was at 47.5, Texas Tech at 40. Mm-hmm. Free throws. Texas Tech 70.3, Iowa State 57.1.
Now, let's tell the audience the real big one on there. Stay with your free throws. The 70.3, what was their free throws?
The number, let me look.
Get back to your second page of that one.
I don't have that one in front of me, but it was a ton.
So
you're going to get into the officiating.
Well, no, I'm not going to blame a loss on officiating. I'm going to give you my answer why officiating was the way that it was. But I do that, so going...
Let me finish my page, last one.
Yep.
Three-point percentage. Who had that better three-point percentage?
I think Iowa State probably shot better.
33.3 to 26.1.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of checks in the Iowa State column.
Yep. The turnovers are a killer, and if the thing that doesn't state on there is points off of turnovers, most of the turnovers were in the second half, and the points off turnovers could darn well have been 34. I mean, that's how bad it was. Here's the stuff that just goads me a little bit, right? So I'm trying to see where's my team stats. We were 12 of 21. We were barely over 50%. One of our best free throw shooters and clutch free throw shooters had a chance to put the game away last night,
mm-hmm.
and Gabe didn't do that. That's unusual for him.
Very much so. He was in. Wasn't he almost in 80%?
Yeah. They were 26 for 37. So they almost doubled us in free throws attempted.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this at Breakfast Club this morning because somebody asked me about the game. And I said, you know, the game, that's a rough game. That's a tough game. If you're in a home stadium and the team is getting beat, How can you try to work your way around to seeing if you can get a competitive game? you put the home team in the 1-1 with almost 15 minutes left in the game.
Right.
I mean, that's unheard of. It's not. But,
and
it's
almost not the whole second half.
And that's not like Texas Tech isn't bumping our guys, because a lot of our turnovers were maulings.
Yes.
But here's the deal. And TJ wouldn't say that. And I'm not saying that's the reason you lose. You lose, and what people forget, and it's no different. I said when Iowa lost to whoever that it was a bad loss.
Eastern Illinois.
Not a bad loss for normal people like us. It's a bad loss because these computer geekoids see that and see that they're ranked 232nd in the country.
Oh, it's the algorithm.
And it's a huge loss. And
then it becomes power rankings as you before you
losing
get into
the tournament. To a Texas Tech team because of who they've played isn't as bad as losing to Eastern Illinois.
Well, I get it. A loss is a loss. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just a little mystical. 23 points.
Yeah, it goes away if – but, I mean, seriously, so that's how you get a big lead down. You're shooting free throws. It's stopping the clock at all times. And they shot their free throws really well. If we shoot our free throws like we normally do, we win that game by 2.
Yes.
So it's – and everybody was up in arms. Everybody coming over asking me questions today. And I'm like, if there's one coach in the world that doesn't mind a loss like that, it's TJ.
Well, you heard his postgame interview.
Because,
he's
you know
just
what?
Like,
we're gonna get right back into what we were doing before. We might have got a little bit too big for our britches by having
all
the people talking about us.
The way he interviewed after the game and his talk since then, it was, I had to position one of these in here. Why not this one?
Yeah.
Just, he needed, you know, to a reality check, quote unquote, if you will. I mean, I don't know.
Here's some worry signs.
That was
if you're an Iowa State fan, here's some worry signs. Teams are figuring out Taman Lipsey. Taman Lipsey's going to have to change his game a little bit. If he has a wide open jump shot from the free throw line, he's going to have to take it.
Why isn't he?
I just think that's not his mentality.
Okay.
He doesn't have a
red light. I mean, he is allowed to shoot.
I just don't think that's in his mind. Me taking this shot isn't as good as taking the other shots. And I still think there's trepidation of taking those shots with him. He's a freshman. Okay. I don't even know if he's 19 years old.
Okay.
But his floor game was okay until the second half when they were pressing. If we need to work on one thing, if I was going to yell at TJ and the coaching staff or something, we are not good at breaking a press. You're going to see it all the time now. People are going to press you constantly. You need to get better at it. And the other thing that you have to do, and you know how big of a fan of Big Rob Energy I am.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a game like that, he can't be on the floor because it doesn't fit his style. He doesn't help. If you're getting from three-quarter court or full-court pressure, you can't have him on the game. And Osuni is even difficult sometimes to have on the game because he just gets nervous because he's not used to it. And we're going to get better. And everything's going to be fine.
Right.
And, you know, and the one bad thing about it all, you wasted a great Caleb Grill game. Having a bad back, not playing at Missouri. There was no way, even if we needed to win that Missouri game, he was not playing at Missouri. They were not going to wrench his back against a game and a team that doesn't matter.
And it's – everybody needs to realize – do you – remember the moment that it happened?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
he saved the game.
He went 8 feet in the air to get a ball, turned himself into a backward C.
To save a game.
Exactly.
We lose that game if he doesn't get that rebound. So, Jazz was in warm-ups last night. He's probably, I think the Kansas game might be a little too physical.
What is your mindset when it comes to that?
About him getting back?
No.
Or him
okay,
playing?
I am excited for the path for Iowa State to get Jazz Coons back. But are you give him 10 minutes, you know, 5 minutes play, first half quarter, I mean, see how he goes? Because he's been out, speed of the game, actual live game, is there rust on?
There's going to be rust, but that's the thing. The things that you get rusty for shooting in that, he's still in the game, changes the entire Iowa State rotation.
So you're because of the not limited and ramp him up. It's you throw him in and get him rolling.
You give Taman a rest. You can bring Jazz in and let Jazz run point. He could bring the ball up and down the floor. Yep. If you take Gabe out to get a rest, you can bring Jazz in because he can cover for his shooting. He's one of our best defenders. He's one of our best rebounders. He's one of our best passers. The simple fact that we went on this run not having him on the floor is pretty amazing. It shows the integrity and the talent of this team, and I think we'll be fine. The other part is you're going to have a hard time winning some of these games on the road because these teams – it was loud in there last night. Who knew that Texas Tech could get loud?
It wasn't even
like that.
Close to being a full. No.
And it was loud. I thought it was great. And all my Big Ten friends out there, listen, man, I love the Big Ten. I love Iowa, all of that. Your bottom half of your league is not the same as the bottom half of this league. Not the way they play, not the talent they have. It's just not the same. And
I'm confused about the Iowa game tonight, by the way. Okay, so
I'm still trying to figure out how Northwestern is. Somebody considers that to be a quad two win. What's Northwestern?
Okay, see, that's what's getting me. Okay, when Iowa and Northwestern were supposed to play on January 18th, it was a 12-3 team against a 10-6 team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, close to that. I think it actually been one after that because it would have been a little bit different because it would have been the third game after. Anyway, Northwestern's a 15-5. Iowa's a 13-8 right now.
Yeah.
And Iowa's a 7-point favorite in this game.
It's at home. They play well at home.
But it's Carver. You can get $3 tickets and walk up still.
No, I know. I'm just saying they play good at home. I'm not saying it's because of the fan base that they play at home. I mean, there's a difference.
I've yet to see Magic shirt.
You can hear knitting needles when you're there. But if you're playing it, it's better than traveling, man.
Well, I'm going to watch because it's going to be the Chris Creek game tonight. I'm looking forward to watching it.
I think that's the pretty cool part of it, too. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott and I are happy that you're in here with us. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We have plenty more to talk about. A lot of football going on. And I got some bad news for Scotty and a coach.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
It's a good...
You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
What's up?
Scotty's here. I'm here. We're giving you your sports your way every day right here. On 101.3 FM, 1700, The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour Sports underscore SS, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and Facebook has at Happy Hour Sports.
Just look for Happy Hour Sports.
Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You can get that on Facebook as well. Follow.
Starting to be more activity on that.
Yes. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Northern Iowa at Drake, 7:30 pregame. It means the game starts at 8. Man, I don't like 8 o'clock games. That's too late.
It's all right.
Makes me sleepy.
Take a breath, right. Peepaw. You'll get through it.
You got the first read.
Couple other things about as far as tomorrow and such.
Yes.
Today is John Schaefer's birthday. We told him happy birthday.
Happy birthday. She's coming in between the 12th and the 16th, and I think that's when you're gone.
Well, good. That'll be good. You can cover. That'll give you a partner to speak with when I'm out of here. And then a lot of fun tomorrow, starting at 4 o'clock. Brooks Reynolds from Bacon, friend of the show. He's going to be hanging out and talking Hawkeyes with us, sounds like. We'll probably talk about Bacon Fest, too.
Yeah.
See how that's going, because that's going to be
people
cool.
People here in the station want to talk about Bacon Fest, and I'm like, I'm thinking our door's locked. I don't know.
I was going to say. We'll see how much time we have left. Yes. Looking forward to that one as well. The first read I'll go with. Let's go to Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the top workplace for the, got to check on that, is it 9th year in a row? When does those come out again?
I think it's just perpetual. Yeah, it's just okay. I think
8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register.
And now it means something for T because he's the man.
He's always been the man.
But check out
Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. That is all the time. Always take advantage of applying online to loans for Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member of FDIC.
Yes, you did. All right. Do you want to let's do a quick Let's do a quick replay of, because I didn't get to talk to you.
I know.
About
the games
last weekend. And then we'll hit a couple of coaching hires, tell you your bad news, and then go from there. Which game did you enjoy more? The Eagles, 49ers, Chiefs, Bengals.
I did not enjoy either one of them. Thank you very much.
I am getting old. There's times that I'm like, man, I get frustrated with it. It seems to me like the skill level in the NFL drops every once in a while.
Eagles, 49ers. Maybe I overhyped that in my mind. Not that it was going to be this big Brock Purdy thing, because the Eagles defense is absolutely phenomenal. Okay. But I wanted it to be the game of you know, a Purdy to Kittle, and then it was, you know, Jalen Hurts being Jalen Hurts, and then the defense getting a turnover to not the fifth quarterback for the 49ers is, you know, and then they're talking to, you know, was McCaffrey just going to come in and run the Wildcat and this, and then poor Purdy comes back in after tearing his elbow, for Pete's sakes, can't throw the ball, but he was the only answer to run the offense for the rest of the day.
And he threw two. So my first thought when I was thinking of you was that Brock Purdy gets hit, and I think it would have been a great game, because I think he would have stood in there. I think he would have taken it. They had to block a little bit better than what they did, and they got better as the day went along.
Exactly.
The guy they brought in, I kid you not, and I was going to say a naughty word before, I blank you not.
Right.
They could have put me and you in there, and we'd have the same facial expression when the first rush came in. Like,
those guys are really big and really fast.
Wow. They're not supposed to be that fast. They're not that fast in practice. I'm telling you right now, they're not that fast in practice.
Yes, it was not a preferred scenario for
the fourth time he got knocked down on his head. He's like, okay, if I play dead here, take me out of the game.
Well, he knew that there's guys on the sideline that said, if I wobble, I'm out.
And he was wobbling.
So no, it was not the way, but the Eagles are good. Yeah. The Eagles are good. They did. I thought maybe the 49er defense would have get to Jalen Hurts, and it kind of would have flip-flopped things, to be honest with you.
And I think it would have happened when you only have the ball for three or four touches, and then you have to punt, and then you have to go back out. They were there a lot.
When the scale tips too much that you have to have your defense out there that much, they lose effectiveness.
Seventh-round draft pick, Mr. Irrelevant, hurts his arm. Can't feel his hand.
Yeah.
Can't do any of that. And what's he do? He comes back out and says, I'll go hand the ball off. Mm-hmm. I'll try to throw a couple of screens. And it was noodle mm-hmm. noodle arm.
I know. And this isn't a Iowa State honk thing on our part.
No, it's a young kid thing.
It's the fact that he was Mr. Irrelevant and he led them, and to hear he put his head down and apologized and this, and multiple people said, Brock, you got us here. Do not hang your head. And it was that's his own players saying that.
Yeah.
So it just now the blank storm starts up, because it's, well, you know, I guess we do have Fields. Not a Fields, god dang it.
Trey Lance.
We've got Trey Lance. I guess he didn't do too bad. We can lean back on him. And good Lord, Aaron Rodgers. And then it's definitely
Brady. Definitely not going to be Aaron Rodgers. It's too much money. Tom Brady's whatever they want to negotiate with him.
Right. I know.
It's a pretty good shot that Tom Brady can go. If he's going to play football,
Eric Carr, or Gary Carr. That's the drummer for Kiss.
He's like, Eric Carr. Nah, Carr.
It was, yes. It, God rest his soul. He was awesome. But no, it's because
he's not living anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have done that.
He passed away during the Hot in the Shade tour. Stomach cancer. Anyway,
my bad.
Okay, just random things that come out of my mind. But no, it's. Okay, to get into this even more, you know, it's now we're starting to have coaches land different places. Does that mean Derek Carr, does he go to the Texans? You know, but let's finish talking about last Saturday.
Yep.
But anyway, we're talking about who is going to be the quarterback in San Francisco, and you know, it's 6 months he's going to be out with his surgery.
Six
he's going to come back,
and
so
then rehab. I mean, it's a lot.
I know.
It
was not the way this storybook was supposed to end.
No, and And here's the crazy. Somebody asked me about it today because we've been around enough people that have had Tommy John surgery that, you know, Tommy John surgery in baseball, kind of different the way you throw and stuff, and the ball being as small as it is, the football being as big as it is, but you have to grip the football different and grip it harder because it's so big.
Weighs more.
And weighs more. That's so much harder on your elbow than right. just a normal, like, throwing a baseball. So I don't know what happens. Right. I don't even know anybody that's ever had it done in the NFL. So it'll be interesting. Okay, so you leave that game. You go to the Cincinnati-Kansas City game. A lot of hype for that game. A lot of, you know, the Cincinnati mayor saying, Burrowhead, and who's your mama, and you better take a paternity test. And yeah, that it's never good.
But hey, Kelsey enjoyed it.
He did enjoy it. Yeah. And then Jabroni.
that's fun. Now we've got the 9 to 14-year-olds trying to figure out what
Jabroni. What you should have taken away from this game is that if there was any doubt that Patrick Mahomes is the best football player in the NFL the last 5 years, I think he put that to rest because he's on. I don't know what he was on, and then he was on one leg,
right?
And he still threw for 300 yards. He didn't throw an interception.
I would give a game ball to whoever taped his ankle. I will say that
it's a gal. I gave her a shout out yesterday.
I saw it on Twitter.
She did a great job. Now,
yes,
we'll get this in the second hour.
Did he hit him out of bounds? Did he hit him out of bounds?
Absolutely. You have to call that. Okay. If that's a running back going out, you may not call that. The quarterbacks are protected in this league for a reason because...
Okay, are we talking quarterbacks? We're talking Patrick Mahomes.
No. I'm talking quarterbacks. Okay. If it's a quarterback running out of bounds, they're going to throw that flag no matter who it is.
All right.
Because if you haven't seen, watching a football game with no quarterback on the field that can actually throw does not give you ratings. So they protect quarterbacks. Now, what I will say is... For all the people that they missed this call and they missed that call, we will talk about that at some point in the second hour because I'm on, I'm doing my due diligence here to be on both sides. And I could sit and fight with somebody on both sides because it's that big a deal and it matters. And it doesn't matter for what everybody thinks.
You're not putting on a tinfoil hat and you're going to talk conspiracy with me.
No, not at all. But I'm saying is there's only a certain amount of time. If that same thing happened again, and it seems like somebody's getting favored more than the other person is in the Super Bowl, then a bunch of people in black coats are going to come from all these casinos and go, y'all are messing with way more money than what you think. Your little $2 billion league you have here, we're $500 billion league, and we're not going to take you guys doing this.
Best thing I saw on social media on Monday, you know, players do jersey swaps. It was Mahomes and the referee switching jerseys after the game.
Cincinnati had enough errors in that game.
They did.
And Kansas City, and it's you're not in Cincinnati. It's not a home game. It's an away game. That you have to be perfect. San Francisco, even if Brock Purdy didn't get hurt, had to be perfect to beat Philadelphia in that stadium. So which one was there? That would have been Joey Bosa, or was it Nick Bosa? I can't. It was whichever Bosa wasn't playing was in the stadium with Philadelphia, thinking, "Hey, I'm a football player. I'm a big dude, and I'm gonna." And then he's like, "Okay, call security and get me out of here because I don't think I can take on this many Philadelphia people who are way bigger than I am." So, I thought that, but the first game was a disappointment because of the injury, and it would have been a disappointment if it had been Brock Purdy or if it had been somebody else because it just wasn't a good game.
Right.
And one of the biggest things with Kyle Shanahan, as anal as he is on his play calling and all of that, he does not know how to use a challenge flag if it meant the world. And everybody's like, well, they didn't have enough views. I only needed one view. Devontae Smith getting up off the ground and running to the line and say, hike the ball. That would be my cue to throw the red flag. Because Devontae Smith knew that he didn't catch the ball.
Right. Exactly.
So I
will say one of the coolest things, though, is we've got a lot of of firsts and stuff like that. But the fact that it's Travis Kelce and is it Jason?
Jason Kelce.
Jason Kelce brothers.
Oh, their mom
opposite
is just
teams.
Like a, oh my God.
Mom is exactly. Oh, they're making those. You're going to find it. There's going to be those split jerseys out there that everybody. But yeah, it's that's going to be.
And it's going to be good. Depending on Patrick Mahomes. I guess this was the second thing about Patrick Mahomes. By the end of that game, his three top wide receivers were gone,
mm-hmm.
their best corner, their mm-hmm. best linebacker, and they still won that game. It was just meant to be. And Andy Reid during the
– Very happy that there's – I'm sure they're very happy that there's 2 weeks before the Super Bowl
absolutely.
To get
Andy Reid up
out.
There getting ready to be interviewed and standing up there looked like Andy Reid on the commercial going – I wonder if I can take this out and I can write a little face on him.
Exactly.
He has no idea in the world what
Andy
to
Reed,
say.
What are you going
to
do with the Super Bowl? I don't know, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
I mean, and I think Eric Bieniemy's standing over here going, okay, when do I get to tell the people that I'm the one that's doing all this
yep.
and it's not him?
Exactly.
I thought that was funny, but it's going to be a good Super Bowl. We get a week. I'm not even talking about the Pro Bowl.
We got to break down a lot with as soon as we got. Yeah, I'll make sure I do
plenty
of research
for the Pro Bowl.
Break it on down.
Okay.
In between segments,
we have some. This is how much the Pro Bowl. Josh Allen calls the NFL office and says, "Yeah, I can't play in the Pro Bowl. I'm hurt." And they go, "Okay." And the next thing that came out on social media was Josh Allen accepts an invitation to come be a part of the Pro-Am at Pebble Beach this weekend.
I thought you were going to say Masked Singer or something like that. So
he's like, man, I'm good. Yeah, I can do that.
You have to be proud. Being the massive Raven fan that you are, the fact that Huntley, two touchdown season, Tyler Huntley is going to make it to the Pro Bowl.
His biggest thing he's known for right now is trying to jump over at 5'9", trying to jump over his offensive lineman, get the ball taken, and have a defensive lineman run it back for a touchdown and not make the playoffs. He scores that touchdown. Baltimore wins that game out of nowhere.
You, like I said, we talked about this at the break, that the agent for Huntley was sitting at some convenience store eating an egg sandwich and goes, you're in the what? Oh, I got a Pro Bowl quarterback on my roster. Let's
here
do
we
this.
Go.
We're going to spend 20
grand.
Going?
Where are we going? Where's the Pro Bowl at? Yeah. Okay. Plane tickets.
Is that still in Hawaii? Oh, no, it's not.
Not
okay.
New. When we come back in here, we have in our. I like to do this sometimes. It's the only thing I remember about Rush Limbaugh. He always said, in my freshly nicotine-stained hands. Well, we have non-nicotine-stained hands. We have we don't have dates, but we have the home and away schedule of the Iowa State Cyclones in the new Big 14, not 12, Big 14 league.
Well, as luck would have it, we are a team. I have the dates that go with the Iowa State schedule.
There you go. Well, we're going to check it out then.
We're going to talk about
it. We're going to see how cool that's going to be.
The new teams, how they get home games, and they're new to our conference. But
yes.
Anyway.
It's kind of, I think they negotiated that way, which is a pretty good negotiation. So we'll go through the Big 12. And we have potpourri is going to be fun. There's a whole bunch of good potpourri out there for the 440 and 540.
All right. And I listened to Dark Side of the Moon. We got to talk about that, too.
No. you piqued my attention.
Piqued your interest. There
yes.
we go.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing you your sports your way every day. Scott and I will be back. A little potpourri
sure.
to end this out.
Sign up for 101.3 and 7 to learn more and begin the application process. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Last segment of this first hour on Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott coming to you live from the studios. 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
Good.
Living a dream.
Good. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700thechamp.com. Wednesday, Northern Iowa at Drake. Saturday, you get another Northern Iowa game. Home against Bradley at 4:30. The NFL Pro Bowl. And Texas-Kansas on Monday night after quite a bit after. It's a late game. Another 8 o'clock tip for these Big 12 games. Those are killers, man.
You muscle through it.
This segment is going to be
a cup of tea or something.
This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to WoodmanControls.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. Was with one of the head guys at Woodman at our trivia night at St. Joe's that we are now not one time, not two time, but three time champions. Yeah,
you gotta remind me when it is. I can put together a team, and
there you
and
go.
I got a cesspool of knowledge of that stuff. So.
Yeah, I have to try to find mine, and it's kind of hard. But it was a good time. But Woodman Controls coming back in. We're just going through paperwork. Same with Laser Home Services coming back in. Because how can I not? Because my Laser Home Services guy's name's Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
Love it. I love Jerry. Okay, so.
You haven't had any issues with HVAC or anything that you've needed them.
No.
I
got a new furnace two years ago now. Okay, I'm going to hold the Big 12 schedule because I just want to finish up on some of this stiff. We haven't talked. So the Broncos get Sean Payton, and the Houston Texans get D'Amico Ryans. And I'm going to backtrack a little bit, so I'm going to take some heat on this one, but I'm going to backtrack a little bit. The Houston Texans I didn't think the Houston Texans should have fired Lovie Smith because I think Lovie Smith is good for building a program. But I think the thing that they were worried about is that Lovie Smith may not relate to the young players as well as what they needed. And D'Amico Ryans does not fit my thing that I say from the top of my lungs from the mountaintop that you should be hiring an offensive coach.
No. He's a defensive coordinator.
He's a defensive coordinator. So he.
You're saying you should hire offensive
coaches. You should hire offensive coaches. Offensive head coaches in this league the way it is right now. The Houston Texans need a vision and they need a leader. I think they can get the rest of it. If you look at that San Francisco 49er defense and that San Francisco 49er team, he is a leader of men. And he's going to do a good job. It's his first thing. He's taken the step. He could have went somewhere else with something better than the Texans. I think it's a good hire because I think he can be the leader of men, and he knows what it's like to have an offensive person be able to talk back and forth with.
Right.
Because he's done it his whole career with Kyle Shanahan.
He fits well, and see, that's just it. The Kyle Shanahan, the Mike McDaniel, that flash in the pan. Cool, does a good interview, all these, that it's the new coach. It's not the old gruff guy that it's, you know, 9 yards in a cloud of dust or 10 yards in a cloud of dust type of thing. And it's the new hip coach is what everybody's trying to find that has that different way and is the friend of the player, is the leader of the player, is the locker room is his for different ways.
Right. Still a disciplinarian.
Right.
But the other thing that the Houston Texans, they're not coach or owner McNair. I mean, it's like his fifth or sixth coach. He's not going to be the same. This guy is that guy. Now, can he win there right away? No, but I think that he is top heavy on his contract to say, I think they went in saying, you have let go of these coaches way too soon.
Right.
If you let go of me and that same amount of time, mm-hmm. you're paying me this amount of money.
Right, because he's a six-year deal.
Yeah, this is me. I want to be here. I came here. Right. I came to you. I want to do this. I want to start the team. I want to build the team, and I want to get us a winner. I'm going to be in the community. This community is not going to let you do this again.
Okay.
Or you're going to have to
pay. You're saying that, all right, he not only negotiated a contract for himself. He negotiated a future.
A future.
For himself.
Because if they blow it up again, what? They're never getting in. I mean, they're always going to be able to get somebody, but they're never going to get somebody like him.
You always say that the mindset is, okay, now who's your quarterback?
Yes.
Where does he go for a quarterback? Does he get somebody?
They're going to draft him because they got the second pick.
I get that, but are they going to get somebody to start out 2 years and be the older,
you know,
follow me guy
that
can get him some wins and things like that, and then draft their quarterback?
That's a really funny thing. You know, the first person I think he's going to try to go grab, a Trey Lance or a Jacoby Brissett, or
I could see Brissett,
somebody like
that. I could
that.
See that.
And that's the other thing. We're going through this process again of African American coaches and the amount of African American players in the National Football League. He's got a lot of weight on his shoulders because he's always wanted to take this stand to say, we're going to do things differently. Now you get to see if he's going to do things differently, because they do things differently in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
John Lynch is very easy to work for as mm-hmm. a general manager. The ownership group is good. Kyle Shanahan's good. And that's what he's going to look for. And now you have to go out and you have to look for, and you ignore everybody, because the pundits and all the experts said Nick Sirianni was a horrible hire. And he had a horrible interview,
mm-hmm.
and he had a horrible lot of things. And he's going to the Super Bowl.
And he's going to
with a team that would die for him.
Exactly.
That's how much he's beloved in that locker room. Dan Campbell,
same
thing.
Right.
And that's the thing. Andy Reid does it a different way. Eric Bieniemy does it a different way.
Right.
But the times of you thinking that, well, you know, I'm going to take somebody from the Bill Belichick. The Bill Belichick thing doesn't work. DeMarco Ryans is out in public. He's talking to people. They're not like, yeah, it's my way or the highway. It's different.
The Bill Belichick
chains, they're gone. The Bill Parcells chains, the coaching tree has
dwindled.
Yeah, out. Okay. Not going to take
that. Being said, though, let's go down this path of Kyle Shanahan.
Yes.
Okay. Think of the different guys that have come out of his his coaching tree, if you will.
Does
Kyle Shanahan find talent and put it on his? Or does he find the right guy and create him? Does he find it to fill a niche, or do they come and be part of his?
It's a two-headed monster.
Okay.
John Lynch finds them.
Okay.
And Kyle Shanahan agrees to it. This is what I want.
But then they become part of Shanahan's system.
Yes.
And become better because of it,
right.
Educate themselves to make themselves better, opposed to.
Christian McCaffrey is a better football player because he has a scheme. It's not just, I got five guys up there and I'm going to ram Christian McCaffrey in there. They have a scheme.
You mean like they did in Carolina and just got him hurt?
Hurt all the time.
Right.
They have a scheme. They have a scheme for their tight ends. They have a scheme for their wide receivers. It's the same thing that Kansas City does. So Kansas City doesn't need to pay a wide receiver $25 million a year because mm-hmm. I have to pay Travis Kelce $25 million a year, but that's okay because he does two things. He does three, actually. He blocks. He catches passes and touchdowns, and he's pretty much the face of your team with Patrick Mahomes. They're
right.
Brothers, right?
Right. That's, no, as the commercial says, my best friend.
Yes.
There you go.
I mean, that is what
cereal and salsa.
That is what the Houston Texans, if they let this young man go in and do what he can do, I think they're going to be okay.
Look,
you forget that the Houston Texans 4 years ago. For 4 years previous of that, we're one of the best teams in football.
Right. And that's where we get to, because we've been down this path talking about a football team. Whether it was close to us, it was changing the culture and the mindset of the team.
Yes.
That has gone away. That has gone away from the Texans. He wants to come back and wants to make it cool and hip to be a Texans fan again. Cool and hip to wear a Texans jersey.
Yep.
To wear to not go, oh yeah, well, I'm a Texan. I mean, this year I'm a Lions fan, but I do have my Texan stuff at home. I mean, he wants to make it a thing again.
And that's the one thing. He was not chosen. He chose them.
Yeah,
he could,
I agree.
He could have went anywhere. Every one of these jobs could have been his.
Okay. So with that,
yes.
You're saying me as a Dolphin fan, who I thought was already signed.
You're done.
With
Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio is going to go to San Francisco.
Why? What is your mindset? Where is even the slightest fact that he would go there?
Bosa.
You don't have a defense. San Francisco has the best defense in the National Football League.
So what, he's just going to go drive someone else's car?
Yeah.
He's not going to create his own defense and, and do the right things in Miami?
He'll make his defense different than what he did.
You are...
Yep, he's...
You know what?
You gone.
I sometimes I wonder about you. I really do.
You gone. But I feel bad for you.
You ain't done yet, bud.
I know. You still got a chance.
Whatever, Raven.
Yeah, I guess. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champaign AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Second hour coming up next.